This morning, you're going to have to apply, listen to me carefully, active faith. There's a thing called passive faith. You read the scriptures and you get a little happy, but you don't really receive what you need to receive. Active faith is when God grab you and come on the scene and show you things you can't see yourself. All right. I want you to think about that, because I'm going to teach you some more about that. Active faith and passive faith. And you, I got a whole lesson I got to teach on that, but this morning I want you to be in active faith. I want you to be right here at this moment, not at the house when you leave here, not what party you're going to. I want you to be right here, because you need to hear something this morning that's going to change your life forever, all right? Just lift your hand and let me pray with you a moment. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for Christians who love you, who want to show your name off. We thank you that you will speak to us this morning. Thank you for the praise that the praise has brought for us this morning to honor you. Now, Lord, open every ear and every heart to receive this message in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Now, we're going to open our Bibles to the apostolic and prophetic aspect of Jesus' birth. We will not stay in the manger this morning. The manger came with a mission, a message, and Jesus is no longer in the manger. He is in the mansion. If we continue worshiping God and praising God in the manger, we will never know our rightful authority as children of God. It calls us to live a manger life. We stay babes in Christ. We never arise to the point that we know that we're designed to be mentioned kids here on earth. So the reason for the season is not good enough. The reason for the season is actually a worldly concept, a worldly understanding of Jesus Christ. The reason, Jesus is not a reason. And Jesus is not a season. Christmas is a revelation of salvation. It's a revelation of sonship. It's a revelation that I have eternal life. That's a big difference, isn't it? Yes, so when the world give their term, the reason for the season, I was passing a place and I saw the reason for the season. I've been seeing it for years. And the Holy Spirit spoke. And he said, that's not right. Jesus is not the reason for the season. Jesus is the revelation of salvation. If you take the reason for the season concept, it's a worldly concept, and the world really have set up Christmas. The church didn't. They have actually took it over with commercials and all this stuff we do. You know, I got a Christmas tree. I know, I understand, but I'm further than a Christmas tree. And I need to take you further this morning. So we're going to deal with, let me make sure you get it down and write it down. Celebrating the supernatural birth of Christ supernaturally. Celebrating the supernatural birth of Christ supernaturally. That means it will not be on December, just December 25th. That means July the 14th. And January the 9th, they're all going to be the same after this morning. All right? So we're going to read scriptures that let's go prophetically first. In Isaiah chapter 9. Oh, yes, sir. Let's go prophetically first. Let's look at the prophetic aspect of the birth of Christ and the life of Christ and what it means to us in this celebration this morning. When you talk about prophetic, your governmental, listen to me very carefully now, your governmental or your governing anointing is released. No, you didn't get it. Your spiritual governing anointing is released when you understand the birth of Christ prophetically. You didn't get it. You have the divine right to rule and reign in every situation in your life because of Christ. The reason for the season is for shopping. And I'm not going to ever stop shopping. I like to shop. But I got a life beyond shopping. Are you following me? And I'm going to say it. I know it might not sound right and it's going to hurt some people, but I'm going to say it. I don't have to wait till Christmas to shop. Once you get the revelation of who you are, you can shop when you get ready. You can put up a tree. You can put up a tree in March. Put up a tree in March and tell all your family to come over. When you get the real revelation of Jesus, you don't need no one day. All right, let's look at 9:6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. See that?
Yes, sir.
But it goes on further now. Unto us a son is given. The child wasn't given to us. A son is given. Now here we go. Here we go. I want you to see this Christmas morning. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. That ain't no jingle bell there, but no. See, this is a governmental morning. This is a morning nobody can celebrate this like us. If you born again, you're a child of God, and you recognize the governmental anointing that is on your life that surpass Satan, surpass the system, surpass shopping. You're so powerful. This morning is a morning to celebrate how powerful you are. When sickness comes, you can call health. When death comes, you can call life. When confusion comes, you got enough anointing on your life to call peace. We can't let this world shake Christ down to their level. Just a little celebration, just open a little gift. No, we need the real celebration is through revelation, unwrapping the celebration. See, this day can't be unwrapped by normal standard. You have to be in the spirit to unwrap Christ. Once you unwrap him right, he'd be with you 365 days a year. Sure, we can celebrate here. I don't know who called this day up. I don't know where this day come from. I mean, maybe you know, you got all your statistics. Y'all ain't never check it out. Y'all just took it. Now, the little glory you got and the little, happy that this time, I'm going to kind of cut it up this morning. Because I want you to have it every day. Look at me. Look at him. I want you to have it every day. Jesus is not a reason. He's a revelation. He's not a season. He's salvation. Now we read here, you see, everything this prophetic word is saying about him, it is saying it about you. No, not the preacher. He's saying it about you. That's why I want you to grow. I want you to develop, to know that you got this government on the inside of you. You are anointed with supernatural government to overcome all Satan power, all the world system power. Anything come against you, you can rise up in your government. Come on here. This is a governmental morning. We rule the church, the body of Christ, not the government. Christian who got Christ on the inside of them, that government is on the inside of me. Say it. To rule in every situation. Matter of fact, any situation you're dealing with this morning, the Holy Spirit going to speak to you and you're going to pull your government out. When you say in Jesus' name, active and not passive. See, you can say it. You can go through all the motion, but you're not pulling the power out. I pray that the Holy Spirit this morning, these few Mondays I got with you this morning, that you be this be your most blessed Christmas you ever had in your life. Because you're going to walk out here with Christmas every day. Christ, the hope of glory, lives on the inside of me. So I would like you for a few minutes to put your toys on the side. Put what you got under the tree on the side. You can unwrap it when I get through. But listen what the Holy Spirit says. The Holy Spirit just told me Jesus came to unwrap you. And he says, on the inside of you, you are full of celebration. When you have the revelation, it doesn't matter how it feels, how things look, you still got celebration on the inside of you because you know you are an eternal being. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, you can't really celebrate Christmas eating physical food. You have to eat spiritual. I wish somebody would help me preach it. Spiritual food to celebrate Christmas. You got to eat grace, glory, greatness, goodness, mercy. To really celebrate.
Yes, sir.
The turkey not going to get it. The turkey tastes good, hallelujah. But the turkey don't have no revelation. That's your flesh. You got to celebrate Christ in your spirit and take over your flesh. So he says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now this is way before it happened, before he manifested.
Yes,
and the government should be up on his shoulder, right?
Yes, sir.
His name should be called what?
Wonder.
Counselor.
Counselor.
The mighty God.
Yes,
the everlasting Father.
Yes,
the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. All of that, cool mind, Lord. All of that belong to you. You can activate either one of these. They're in you. You have to know that. And look at notice verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So when things get disturbed in the system, why are you worried? Because you're moving in the natural. You're moving in the natural. You got to stay in the supernatural in order to enjoy Christ. Of the increase of the government, there should be no end upon the throne of David, upon the kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment, with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. All right, look at one more scripture and I start giving you some points. Look at John's gospel. It's amazing where my sons prophetically, when they're given their phrase of what I'm going to do, they don't know what scripture I'm going to use or not. Leroy, nor Montreal. But Montreal went right to that scripture. I told his mom, I said, now, that boy have no idea what the Lord have told me to do here this morning. But the Spirit of God showed it to him. Isn't that something? And it happened with Leroy all the time. Same scripture, it happened all the time. We don't talk. I don't tell him nothing. But the Spirit of God. John chapter 1. Now, you notice I'm not reading the regular scriptures. I'm trying to get you out the manger. Yes, sir. Now, when I say I'm trying to get you out the manger, I'm not talking about Jesus' manger. Yeah. I'm talking about your manger. Yes, spiritually, you got, see, the world system stole Christ's birth from us and set it up, they commercialized. And they give him, like Jesus, the reason for sin, give him a little something to pull you in. They don't have a revelation of Jesus. But you must have a revelation of Jesus. Not just for December 25th. You might need him Thursday. Are you following me? Come on now. Do I have any Christians up in here? Yes. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all, don't sit down there and be sad like regular people. The Lord bringing you into a prophetic, to an apostolic prophetic celebration of the birth of Christ that is 365 days a year. Tomorrow, Christmas. The next day after that, I'm going to celebrate again. See, it's a daily celebration because he's alive in me. Because he is the Son. May the Holy Ghost hit this place in the next 10 or 15 minutes. I'm not going to preach that long, but I'm asking the Holy Ghost to come up in here to get us out of the natural, get us into the supernatural, get us out of the flesh, get us in the spirit so we really can understand how great he is on the inside of me. I want Jesus to rise up right today. I want him to rise up in me today. I want to celebrate him today. I want to give him praise today. You follow what I'm saying? I want him to heal my body today. I want him to bless my marriage today. I want him to bless my body today. I want him to bless my business today. I want Christ in me. He's alive. Not in a manger. He's in me. I'm the manger. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm the man. He's living on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Somebody ain't getting this thing, man. Hallelujah. Oh, this morning I came to church and found out now I'm the manger now. What is the voice in the manger? I'm a manger. His voice in me. So I'm the manger carrying him around now. Oh, y'all ain't giving me no credit, man. Y'all never heard that before because I never heard it before. But actually, a born-again person, you become the manger. Yes. And he grow up in you as you grow in revelation. Yes. I'm hearing this in the spirit. The next move you have to make, there will be no hesitation. The scripture said, My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That means it's the temple of Christ also. Right? So just as Jesus was born in Mary over 2,000 years ago, when you accepted Christ, he was born in you. And just like he didn't stay in that manger as a little baby, he grew up to be the Son of God, declaring all powers in his hand. As you grow spiritually, he rise up in you. I got a question for you now. I'm going to see if you listen. Do you see different anyway now? It is becoming more clear to you. Because, see, I didn't have that when I come up here. That I'm the manger. Thank you. 50 years ago, when I accepted Christ, I became the manger. Yes. He was born in me. But over these 50 years, I didn't let him stay in the manger. Yes. I've been in the grave with him. Galatians 2:20. I was crucified with him. I went in the grave with him. I got up that morning when he got up. Y'all. Somebody shout hallelujah. See, we cannot let the world keep him in that manger. So you have to, my brothers and sisters, celebrate the apostolic, the governmental aspect of Christ, and the prophetic. You know what the future holds. You can't go down. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I want you to stop worrying about your mistakes and just repent. Let the glory, as soon as you repent, the glory will come back. So let me read the scripture and then it took me a half hour to read the scripture. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Sam was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light that was the true light, which lighted every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now get a note of that. See, that's why the world can't celebrate Christmas. They don't know him. See? I don't care what type of advertisement they put out. I don't care what kind of color they put out. They don't know him. Do you see the difference now? He came as his own received him not. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power, become the sons of God, to them that believe on his name, which was not born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh, verse 14, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I was talking to one of my sons a couple of days ago. And he'd been with me a long time. Dr. Fall, beautiful church in Columbus. He was saying to me, he said, Dad, he said, what you do with them notes which you don't finish? He said, I hear you preaching. He said, you didn't get to them on one point. I know, yeah, what you do with them? I said, well, I just put them in the stack and keep going. Sometimes I try to go back to them. I can't go to them. Something else come. Now, write these notes down in your own way. Today, we must go beyond the Christmas tree. All activities, unwrapping of gift, parties, light, commercial, and beyond the reason for the season. Now go ahead and enjoy yourself. I'm going home eating to laugh my family and rap. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. But I'm going to make a statement now. I'm going to make a statement. It might hurt you. Don't be stupid. Don't think that's the thing. Enjoy yourself. But don't think. Don't be stupid. You greater than that. Jesus is bigger than that. Little old gifts you bought to unwrap. Bigger than that Land Rover. Secondly, we must step into revelation, inspiration, and impartation of the real celebration. May I go over that?
Yes, sir.
We must step into revelation, inspiration, and impartation. Oh, Lord, impartation of the real celebration. Impartation. He real to me.
Yes, sir.
Listen, these notes. Becoming pregnant with his life, glory, and peace. Today, may you become pregnant with his life, his glory, and his peace. Because he loves you. Say, Jesus loved me. And I love Jesus. Yeah, thank you, daughter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Drinking until you are drunk with the anointing of his birth. Sipping and drinking in the spirit. The Holy Ghost, yeah, you can get a drink. Listen to this. Decreeing that his sonship is the decoration of your sonship. You can't talk about him without talking about me. I mean him. He's in me. Jesus is not just a reason and a season. He is an eternal celebration. All right, let me go over as much as I can here. Celebrating the supernatural birth of Christ. Supernaturally. In other words, now that back again, no matter what they do in the world system, they can't celebrate Christ. If they're not sons, if they're not born again, nobody who's not born again cannot celebrate. We're taking Christ off the natural level. And begin to flow into the spirit. Christians the only one can celebrate Jesus.
Yes.
We got to celebrate him right.
Yes.
You celebrate him with praise.
Yes.
And worship.
Yes.
And thanksgiving.
Yes.
And honor.
Yes.
And give glory to his name.
Yes.
Let him walk through you. Let him touch you. Let him talk to you. Let him tell a story through you. That I once was lost, but now I'm found. Once was blind, but now I see. I'm saved. I'm a son of God. The Son made me a son. When I celebrate his life, I'm celebrating my life. Glory to God. Are you seeing me? Are you shifting?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Spirit of God says, tell you, actually during this time, the church been drifting.
Yes.
Going along with the natural flow.
Yes, sir.
But this morning, prophetically, or apostolic and prophetically, he calling you to a shifting.
Thank you, Thank you.
Testify.
Yes, sir.
Don't just sit there and laugh and talk. Testify about Jesus.
Yes,
let Jesus sit at your table with you.
Yes.
You don't come to church and forgot about Jesus. Now you're talking about every little thing is clowning and clowning. Say something about Jesus.
Yes.
You sit to my table, you're going to hear Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing dreary about Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing down and out about Jesus.
Yes.
Talking about take all the fun out of it. Fun, what fun?
Yes.
Take the fool out of you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Sit down. Sit down. What y'all keep getting up for? By proclaiming the supernatural birth of the believer, his voice is so powerful, it is a continual celebration. This celebration will never end. It's not just a holiday, but it's a holy day. We are unwrapping this supernatural gift on daily basis. You're going to unwrap him tomorrow. You're going to unwrap him Tuesday. Unwrap and wake up in your house Friday and say, it's Christmas. Christ here. Christmas means Christ here to me. Christ here right now. On this day, it don't have to be December 25th. He's every day, wherever I am, it's Christmas time. Enjoy your life, children. You enjoy Christ. Don't let the world tell you how far you can take him. They're going to shut him down after New Year. The world going to shut him down. They ain't going to say nothing about it. They're going to take all them signs down. And put them in that room to get you next year. I wish somebody would let me preach up in here. Celebrating and unwrapping the glory of God. Celebrating and unwrapping the glory of God. Jesus is the reason for the season. As you unwrap Jesus, the Holy Spirit will unwrap you. Unfolding what we're supposed to be doing, unfolding the glory of God on earth. What I say? On your job, wherever you may be. My doctor here, and in her office, is Jesus playing all the time. She don't care. You come up there, you're going to hear some Jesus.
Yeah.
In the doctor office, music playing. Jesus. Yeah.
Yes,
that's where we all got to be.
Yeah.
Jesus is the supernatural revelation of the celebration.
Yes, sir.
This is not a worldly celebration. Do you know how, listen to me, how to unwrap the biggest gift that ever have been given? Do you know that if we unwrap him daily, there's always more? And this is a very strong word here, and I knew that I needed an anointing for it. And you know, the little gibberish part we're missing right now. Because that's what the apostolic assignment is and a prophetic assignment. You know, the little gibberish, little happy feeling, it really not here right now. I understand. It's a little covering that they put on a real thing. And so, and it's really flesh. Y'all wasn't in the spirit, that was flesh. That little happiness you got, that's in the flesh, baby. Satan will come slap the hell out you while you're doing that, because you ain't nothing you can do. And then you can do it. And then a little gift Satan said, bam, little old gift. Yes. Nobody said, Jesus, the revelation of Jesus in me. I got the Holy Ghost in me. I have the Word of God in me. I have the blood of Jesus flowing through me. See, that's a difference. See, don't let the flesh take the place of your spirit. And that's what the world system is trying to do. Take what belongs to us and use it for themselves. Jesus belongs to us. You can't be appetizing Jesus. We don't want to appetize Jesus. We call him the Savior. We say you must be born again. You ain't going to hear that in no store. You ever saw a sign? You went shopping? You must be born again? They ain't thinking about not born again. They think about your wallet. So we must stop unwrapping Jesus by the world standard. All right, sit down a minute. Just a minute. I've been going about a half hour. The unending impact of this day brought joy to the world. Unending impact. Therefore, from this day forward, the birth of Jesus should have an unending impact on you next month. Yes, and in February too. Yes, the system is going to shut down. They're not going to mention him. They're not going to have nothing for you to see. You go to the store, they're all going to be clad out. We'll see him next December 25th. This, turn to 1 Corinthians 2, quicker than 9, 10. This gift can only be unwrapped by the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Eyes haven't seen, no ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him, but the Spirit of God revealed it to them. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. I'm not going to be able to go all the scriptures. You got them? 1 Corinthians 2, 9, 10. Yes, supernatural faith, love, grace, goodness, mercy, truth, abundance, health, healing, prosperity, and everlasting life, even a new birth. We're celebrating Jesus. Holy Ghost, I ask you to fall on me a few moments so the impartation can be taken before I close. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know, help me. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. When we looked at Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, Isaiah began to prophetically unwrap Jesus for us. The government should be upon his shoulder. The Holy Spirit used Peter to unwrap Jesus for us in Matthew 16, 15 through 19. He unwrapped him. Do you know how to unwrap Jesus in your life daily? Do you know how to unwrap the gifts? The word of knowledge? Gifts. The word of wisdom? Huh? Discerning the spirit? Do you know how to let the Holy Ghost unwrap Jesus in your life every day? Well, I speak it upon you. The rest of your life, every day, Jesus is going to be unwrapped. The Holy Ghost is going to say something to you. The enemy going to try to bring something up against you, but the Holy Ghost is going to speak a word to you, and Jesus is going to unwrap right in the enemy's face and stop him and tell him he can't hold you now. May a deposit be made in your spirit. You might not catch on to it right now, but may a deposit be made in your spirit today, that you this day make a difference in your life. That the Holy Ghost can take it. I can't do it, but the Holy Ghost can take what's being said and change you completely and give you joy in the midst of trial. Because knowing that nothing can hold you down, you're a child of God. And on the third day, you got to get up. Walk in the power and the glory and the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of who you are in Christ. His sonship bespeak your sonship. Joy in the morning, joy at noontime, joy in the evening, joy all night because of Christ in me, the hope of glory. Yeah, I want to celebrate. Let's celebrate. I want to celebrate because I'm born again. I'm part of the family of God. He's not in the manual. He's in the mansion sitting next to the Father. Guess who's sitting with him? Because of his birth, because he's sitting, I am sitting with him. I'm healed. I'm blessed. I'm prospered. Because of Christ. When, write this down, sit down, write it down. When we properly celebrate, when we properly unwrapping Jesus, we're unwrapping the cross, the grave, the resurrection, the ascension, the seat in heaven, the sending of the Holy Spirit, the new birth, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Unwrapping our glorious home in heaven. I'm going to go back over it. Geraldine, I'm going to go back over it, Geraldine. What did he say? When we are properly unwrapping Jesus. What I said? All right. We are unwrapping the cross, the grave, the resurrection, the ascension, the seat in heaven, the sending of the Holy Spirit, the new birth, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and unwrapping our glorious home in heaven. Now that's powerful. You go over that. Look how many things. If by revelation we unwrap the celebration of Christ properly in the spirit, all those things are unwrapped. He died for me. That's unwrapped. He got up for me. That's unwrapped. He seated for me. Guess what? I'm seated with him. The book said it. I'm seated with him now in heavenly places. So how can hell hold me now? How can Satan hold me now if I'm already seated? All I got to do is go up to my seat. All I got to do is let Satan know I'm seated. I'm above you. You're not just dealing with flesh and blood, Satan. You're dealing with a born-again person. I got a soul that can handle you. You follow what I'm saying? See, we can't live down here normal and natural. I'm about to close. Normal and natural. Just a church goer. No, I'm a part of the body of Christ. I'm born again. Whatever Jesus got in him, I got it in me. The Holy Ghost live on the inside of me. The Holy Ghost is upon me. I got the word of God in me. I got blood. I can plead the blood. I got the glory of God in me. I got the grace of God in me. I got the love of God in me. On the inside of me, I got joy and peace on the. I got joy and peace on the inside of me. peace that passes all understanding. The word said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I'll keep you in perfect peace. I got the mind of Christ. I can think like he thinks. Hallelujah. You never get through unwrapping him. Unwrap that little gift you got today, but you never get through unwrapping him. You unwrap that gift, you see it? Yeah, that's nice. At the end of that. But if you know that you can unwrap him every day. By revelation, you and the Holy Spirit unwrapping Jesus. I want you to unwrap Jesus all this year. I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna make next year every day Christmas. Just get unwrapping something, and then go buy some gifts and put it under the table or something. Just pull them out and start unwrapping. I'm a clone. Hallelujah. He's not a baby in a manger today. No, he is a son in a mansion. Why the world don't celebrate his mansion? Why they always want to show us the manger? Let's have a holiday and put the mansion up. Write these down. I want you to have this the rest of your life. His presence, his peace, his power, his provision, his promotion, his plan, his purpose, and his prevailing. I'll go over it again. This is what's supposed to be in your life. His presence, his peace, his power, his provision, his promotion, his plan, his purpose, and his prevailing. You got the divine right to prevail in every situation. Why? Because the prevailing word. Can I give you a little more?
Yes, sir.
The world and Satan have served us too much baby food about Jesus. It is time to look into the blessing and voice of Jesus at the same time, all the time. Today, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity want to take you beyond a reason for the season. It's time to bring the church in divine alignment about this glorious celebration. Everyone cannot celebrate yet. Do you know how to open a real gift on a daily basis? My, I got to get this out, Lord. My. So when we read John 1:14. Here's an apostolic and prophetic insight about the celebration. Celebrating the rites of living in the favor of an unending kingdom. Put Luke 1:26-35. Celebrating the right of living in the favors, plural, of an unending kingdom. Now, you know, I'm preaching 19 sermons to you. Oh, yeah. We've got to catch up, so I can't preach one. So I got to preach about 19 sermons at a time in 45 minutes. That's how far we're behind, see. I can't come preach one sermon. I got to preach about 19. So you can say you went to church, this morning, and man preached 19 sermons. We must not be stepped in the baby stages of Christ's birth. Merry Christian is more powerful than Merry Christmas. A Merry Christian. A Merry Christian. You ought to be a Merry Christian every day of your life. I don't care what the report came up. I don't care what's being said. I don't care what's out. You should keep your joy. Because I heard it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. I said joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let me close here. Let me close. This baby food, we've been eating this baby food all my life. I've been eating this baby food about Christmas. Little baby Jesus. Little boy Jesus. See? But we need to know better. Yes. Keep putting Jesus in the manual every year. Jesus ain't no manual. He ain't in the mansion. Yes. How many understood some of the things I said? Yes. Stand on your feet.